This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, normally I'm out here and I don't know what's going to happen because I don't know what's going to unfold because it's me and Tatiana and somebody else. So, but tonight, it's just me and Tatiana. So joining us again for the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock is Tatiana Whitlock. Just seems pretty common sense to me. So, part of our problem was that Tatiana discovered something that I have discovered a long time ago. When you get out there and you make plans and you have a guest and then your guest bails on you, Then you're just juggling air.
Yes, and, you know, life happens, and that's fine. We'll get her back on the show at at a later date, and it will be a treat when we're able to have her back. But tonight you get to grill me. I get to sit there, and you get to ask me all the big questions, and we get to have all those go. So, yeah.
Outstanding. So let's start with one. I've seen some of these people get into this stuff, and I've always wondered. I understand how you might get into it, but I see a lot of people that get into it, and I'm just like, why? Talking about product development. Now, I would see for you, right? Now, Tatiana is not exactly going to get, she's not going to be the first one gets picked to play on a basketball team. She's somewhat diminutive. No. So, but she's also female, right? So when you're developing a product for the biggest, largest growing segment of new gun owners in the United States, somebody like Tatiana would be the one that you would go to because she has you're normal, right? You're a normal proportioned lady.
But normal-ish, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Normal-ish, a little, not even on the short side, really. I think maybe average, I don't know. But for a product developer, that causes problems. Because, well, like, if a woman wants to conceal a gun, if a woman wants, you know, whether it's the holster or the gun or the, you know, how do we develop this? How's this going to work with this? So they come to you. So how does that work out?
Well, so my life before I ever fired a handgun was in the world of industrial design. So I have a degree in industrial design from Rhode Island School of Design, and I've spent from my childhood through my adult life designing, patenting, marketing, selling, manufacturing products that came and originated from inside the brain cells. And that's been a lifelong passion of mine since before a firearm. So it's a really interesting and fun thing to participate in product development and informing product development teams and engineers in a number of different facets in the firearms community about new ideas and the evolution of the technology that's in our space. You know, I mean, how many new holsters can be made? Well, guess what? People are still coming up with great ways to, you know, sheath a gun and put it in your pants. And as a result of that, and as technology evolves, as the firearms evolve, and as training and application changes, there's an ever ongoing battle to make a really good solution. So, you know, we start this from a product, a material, or a need, and we have all of those concepts within the firearms community. So it's a very natural thing. But, yeah, when it comes to working with women, you know, I see thousands of women every year on the range and in classrooms for lectures, and we do the holster fittings, and we do gun fittings, and we work with those pieces of equipment on the range and see how they work. So while I am definitely a piece of that segment, I also get to see so many of them. So I get approached by companies who want to understand what's the pulse of the women's industry right now. What are women in the northeast portion of the U.S. looking for? What are women in central, you know, western? What are the geographic needs, and what do they want? And so we get to influence that, and it is exciting and it's fun.
Well, that's interesting because, like, the gun industry for the gear is regional. Like, you probably can conceal a much bigger gun when you're hanging out in Maine during the winter than a lady that would be carrying a gun in Arizona.
Oh, definitely. There are seasonal considerations. And, you know, I can carry a full-size 1911, a government model 1911, fine in the winter in Maine when I get to wear a big old, you know, fluffy sweater. But I'm going to have a few more challenges doing that with a lighter material and more billowy temps and, you know, higher climates where perspiration is real. And that's, you know, we do lectures. I do lectures on seasonal carry and what are the demands of those. You know, most people don't think about cold weather and being able to get a gloved hand in a trigger guard. That's one of the more interesting points of winter concealed carry.
Yeah.
People don't really think about it.
Wow. You need to call Glock and tell them they need to think about that with their trigger guards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Smith & Wesson bodyguard, you know, that's always a fun one to try and deal with gloves in the winter. It's like not.
That's a fun one to deal with fingers. I mean, that's a little easy to. With that, I've been thinking about selling a conversion kit for that one to turn it into a cigar lighter.
Not a bad idea. That little gun is a little dragon.
Yeah, it's, sure. I see a lot. How many people? Let's see. We got 3 minutes here. That's an interesting thing for people that don't have or have never looked at product development, haven't looked at what your view, the things you recommend. How many people show up to you in, say, Howell's Guns? And show up with something like that and say, this is going to be my carry gun, and I'm going to train with this.
Yeah. And I smile on the inside, and I give them all the love in my heart. And yeah. About 5 minutes in the range and 5 minutes trying to work with that gun out of a holster, it's very illuminating. Yeah, I've had students commit to that gun and be very successful, but they have committed to it. They have actually made sure that that is their primary firearm that they train with. And I have a number of ladies who've been very successful, but they are a small fraction of a percentage of people who've made that intelligent choice. And it ends up being a good choice for them. But, man, they carry, like, 5 extra mags. And no joke, they look like little mini Rambos trying to keep up with the limited capacity and the demands of that little beast.
I don't even know. What is the round capacity of the bodyguard?
Can't remember off the top of my head.
Six, seven.
I mean, it's kind of feels like a revolver in its capacity. It's very limited.
I was a range safety officer. In South Carolina, you have to go through a qualification test to get your CWP, and I was a range safety officer at one. And there was 5 ladies on one side. 3 of them had those little bodyguards. One of them had a 642, and one of them had a full-size old-school Smith 639 double stack.
Oh.
Now, she could shoot, like, I don't know what. I mean, I was watching her shoot going, hey, listen, would you show me some things later on? But the ladies that were handling the lady with the 642 and the ladies with the bodyguards, they were having all kinds of issues with that. The lady with the 642, we had to tape her hand up with duct tape because she busted her hand open.
Yeah, that makes for a less than enjoyable day, unfortunately.
Probably not somebody that would go back and train.
No, and that's so sad because that person had put in the right piece of gear probably would have been a very different day, you know?
Where I want to talk about the right piece of gear when we get back. I want to talk about what a lady faces when if she doesn't know a Tatiana Whitlock, if she's never watched a YouTube video or ever seen something like this. I want to talk about what they face when they go to make that plunge. Tatiana, you can find her at TatianaWhitlock.com, among other places, and here on a regular basis whenever I can track her down, even when she doesn't have a guest. Today, this time she couldn't wiggle out of this one. I had her. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Tatiana Whitlock. This is the weaponized woman today. And one time, Tatiana, I was at a it was when my sons were taking their concealed carry permit to class. And I was asking everybody what they were going to qualify with and carry, right? Both of my sons had Glock 19s. One young fella there had a Glock 20. Brand spanking new. He had the Glock flashlight, which, as you know, is the worst flashlight ever attached to anything ever. Some gunshot guy had said, well, you know, as far as stopping power is concerned, the Glock 20 will stop a Mack truck. So you can only imagine what it would do to somebody in a self-defense situation. How many times do ladies, do new ladies showing up at a gun shop, how often are they, oh, let's say, given erroneous information? How often do they get that?
Well, it's not just limited to women. We get it in a more pronounced way than the guys, because largely, and this is, you know, this is a generalization, but it's not an unfair one, the majority of people working at the retail level in a gun shop are male. Every now and then you'll walk in and you'll see a very well-informed woman behind the counter, and she can answer all the same questions. But generally speaking, it's a bunch of dudes. And that's awesome. No problem. However, when you walk into many shops, the person behind the counter will sell you a gun that they themselves carry and that they themselves know or shoot the most, because they know the most about it.
Right.
So that's why we see a lot of people getting into the wrong gear. And it's, that's just because of the limitations of the person giving the pitch. You know, and with women, we're putting full faith and trust in the person behind the counter as the leading expert in firearm selection. So when you don't know up from down and this person tells you this is the most perfect gun for you, it goes, why? You believe them. My first gun, I bought it at Cabela's in Southern Maine, and I didn't know up from down either. And I knew I wanted something. I had all of the concerns that most women have. And, you know, I thought at the time that I had small hands and that a small gun would be an easier gun for me, or a smaller gun would be a better starting place than a larger gun. And I asked the guy behind the counter, honestly, what would you recommend? Because what do you want to do with it? Well, I just wanted to go shoot at the range with it. I wasn't looking to prepare for the zombie apocalypse here. And so he put me into a Beretta U22 Neo. Super cool, space-age looking, super stylized 22. And I outgrew it in about 48 hours.
48 hours.
Great little gun. It was like 2 days at the range, and I was like, this is great, but I'm over it. You know, I now understand more about what I need. So generally, I see a lot of women getting put into gear that the salesperson knows and loves best, not that's the best fit for them, or gear that is a superimposed impression upon them of what the person behind the retail counter feels that they are capable of. So if you think this person is capable of not much, you're going to put them into a certain piece of kit. Only the problem with that is that's a very dangerous road to walk, because you don't know who you're working with. And I've got a number of ladies in their 70s who show up on their range all sweet and happy and brought cookies to class, and they look like they're training for a John Wick movie when we get on the line and it's go time. So careful about that. You superimpose on people.
Right.
But that's what we see a lot of. And, you know, improper matching of person to firearm is a real problem. And it results in a lot of buy, sell, or trade backs at retail stores. And, you know, it's just challenging, because it's like even a vehicle you drive off the lot. Your value is still retained, but it's diminished when you walk out. And that's somebody's learning process. So it's
right.
It's challenging when we see people come back to the store if they've made an ill-informed decision. Oh, you know what I see a lot of? Pink guns coming back. Husbands that bought their wives pink gun, or purple, or Tiffany blue.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most returned firearms that we see.
One other thing that I think people should know about when you're going to look and buy a gun, most of these places that carry some of your bigger name brands like Sig, Glock, all these others, they have to buy a minimum of those guns at any given time. So if you feel like you're being shoved somewhere, sometimes that may be the case because they may have they may have just had to buy 20 Glocks or if you go in somewhere and they're like, they have signs all over saying, we are a Kimber master dealer. Well, they probably had to buy a truckload of those things. I've seen those literally delivered by the truckload in order to be a dealer. So a little research goes a long way. So if somebody is going to go to, let's see, we got 2 minutes here. If somebody's going to go to a class for the first time, and they come to you and they've outgrown their gun in, say, 48 minutes, what do you typically tell them? What sort of a recommendation do you make to them?
Even if it's a concealed carry class, I recommend going with a full size gun. Something within the size and scale of a Glock 19, whether it's a Glock 19 or not, it's going to be a much more comfortable firearm to shoot for a prolonged period of time. That's not going to beat you up as much. I'm looking for something that has not diminutive controls, but accessible controls. If it's mechanical safety, it's not flat flush, it's got some purchase to it. And I'm looking for something that doesn't have a ridiculous spring tension, so that basic, locking the slide back, racking the slide stop, slide release, those things can be achieved without an act of Congress, and we all know how much fun that is. So. Or that you have to be some cross that, write it up person to press that little button down. So there's a bunch of different firearms that fall within that scope, but, I'm looking for something that's going to give them a successful learning experience, more so than, the most perfect fit for them, because after that, they will know a lot more about what they prefer, how it fits in their hands, and how they're interfacing with machines, that they can then either choose that one or go and make a much more well-informed choice. So wages with rental counters are phenomenal for that very reason.
One thing I will say, like the last class I went to, there was a kid there that showed up with a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, which is an outstanding gun to carry.
Mm.
But in a prolonged gunfight, he became aware really quick that the double stack was the way to go.
Oh, yes.
And the whole time he was there, the kid could get behind any kind of cover, just fold himself into a pretzel. But he was having a lot of trouble with that single stack, that constant having to reload, because he was trying to shoot as fast as we were, and we had a lot more bullets to shoot. So he was having issues with that. Talking to Tatiana Whitlock, this is the Weaponized Woman. When we get back, we're going to continue the breakdown on what to look for. And, the first blush. This is the first blush show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
David and Louise Turpin have been sentenced to 25 years in prison for abusing their 13 children. Janet LaTourette is an attorney for the children. She reads a statement from one of them.
I feel like 25 years is too long. I believe with all my heart that our parents tried their best to raise all 13 of us.
The couple pleaded guilty to 14 felony counts of torture, false imprisonment, and other charges. The children were abused between 2010 and 2018. Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to join the crowded Democratic race for president in 2020. A Philadelphia newspaper says Biden is planning to announce his candidacy next week. He enters this year's race with a lot of name recognition, but it's yet to be shown if he can raise money in the digital age. And President Trump enjoying his three-day weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the At-One thumbhole stock, or as I call it, the answer to everything else. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking with the weaponized woman, Tatiana Whitlock, and we're discussing some things. Now, we've gone through the steps of what a product development. We've gone through some of the steps of what happens to that person the first time they go to a gun shop. What about how many preconceived notions get dispelled as far as the holster they picked, the clothing they're wearing that day to take the class? How many other different things after that, just in the mechanics itself, gets dispelled as soon as you guys start getting hot on the range?
Oh, so quickly. I mean, this is one of those big ticket topics where you start doing the checklist of all the retail portion of what it means to be a gun owner, even before you get to the technique and the interfacing with the machine. And women, we love to shop. So the retail portion is where a lot of emphasis gets placed, especially after they've been bitten by the bug and have had a great first range experience, and now they want to know more. And it comes down to what do I need to own? What do I need to look for? I'm starting to understand my body type and how that interfaces with the gear, whether it be holsters, pants, belts specifically. And then in addition to that, it's, you know, how are those pieces performing under the demands of the class? Your stationary standstill class, you can get away with certain, you know, wardrobe choices. But as soon as you start to get into a non-standard firing position, even going from seated to standing, right down to running and gunning programs, you know, what you need to go to that program with to be successful and comfortable and get the learning done and not fight with your gear, that's true for men and for women. But women, we've got exponentially more body types to work with than the guys do, so finding the right fit is a real consideration. And I've ended up having to turn that whole topic into, it's a four-hour lecture that I deliver at TACCON every year. So it's going on year three in 2020 that we deliver this presentation. And it's 4 hours of strategies on how to manage your lifestyle and your equipment so that you can carry successfully every day as a woman. And I have to say that's funny. That lecture is equally attended by gentlemen now as it is by women because, well, if we can pull it off, then a lot of those strategies are working for the guys too. So it is a big, that's a big nugget, and there's a lot of pieces.
Well, the thing about it is if you're carrying a gun for self-defense, then one of the first things you got to think about is you got to be quick. You got to shoot them first, and you got to get hits when you're pulling the trigger, and you also got to be able to move out. You got to get off of their James Yeager, we call it getting off the X. You got to break their concentration and give them something a little more difficult to hit.
Yeah, don't so that's the guy.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's
so all of those things in total when they get there, how many people? Do you have to carry extra holsters for them, like extra paddle holsters or something if what they brought is not working? How many people show up with like a Miami Classic shoulder rig on from Galco?
No. All of my classes have a bell shop gauntlet of what we can't have in a class for holsters because that stuff's great and all, but it slows the whole momentum of the program down. Bra holsters have their own set of issues. The Vanguard or the Trigger Guard style holsters have their own, as well as any soft-sided collapsible holsters and push-button surface style. Those are the big ticket no-goes for a class. And it eats away at the time. It erodes the time that we have to do good work. But what I find happens is we'll do a lecture portion on gear and all of the nitty-gritty, the retail side. And then folks will bring what they brought with them. And I do. I always carry a bag of spare holsters that I believe in that have been successful for some of the top makes and models of Glock and Smith & Wesson. And that's the majority of what I see at classes. So I've got a gear bag for that. I also have a couple extra guns. So it's on a frequent basis that gear gets tapped into because very quickly the people discover their carry location isn't optimal for them. Their holster is failing them in a number of different ways, mainly sometimes because the belt doesn't match the holster's needs. And then there is quite a few folks who have started the day preaching to me all the virtues of their firearm of choice for concealment. But by noon, they've reconsidered all of those things and are ready to look for another option their carry firearm after putting in some solid work with that gear.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is you never know how your setup's going to work. Like, I know, for me, right, like with a plate carrier, I never carried a plate carrier in the military. We were really fast when I was in the military. We didn't need no stinking plate carrier. But, you know, you see a bunch of these plate carriers that get set up, and they literally have a bedroom suit mounted on the front of them. And I've always wondered about that. And I've got a couple here from AR-500 Armor that I initially set up that way. But now I'm just running them slick because if I did have to go down into the prone, I don't necessarily want to drive my spare magazines into my face.
Yeah.
And you never know how your equipment's going to work till you actually get out there and run it.
Yeah.
How many people come to you and say, you know, this is the way I saw somebody doing it?
All the time. And it's mostly the guys, I hate to say it, but the guys will show up to a concealed carry class with competition rig down, a cargo pants, and, you know, compression wear. And I'm like, this is how you carry concealed, really? Like, that's the thing. They're like, oh, you know, I want to run the class. My concealed carry means concealed, so unless you walk around with a plate carrier and your tactical underwear all the time, I don't see this as a lifestyle apparel choice. So we get those kind of hard-to-paint dudes once in a while. Otherwise, what I love to see people who are in their church security team show up to a concealed carry and what they would wear on Sunday. They'll wear a suit jacket, they'll wear slacks, they'll wear nice loafers and shoes, belts. You know, they will dress like they are going to do that performance and that work in that environment. And they will come and train in that everyday, you know, semi-formal apparel. and women that go and carry and work in business casual or business formal environments, when they come to take that class, when they show up in their normal dress, that's somebody who's putting in some real work. And that's right. Really interesting to see. That I love. I love to see that.
When I carry concealed, most of the time I'm carrying a full-size gun in an outside-the-waistband holster covered by my shirt, because here in South Carolina, we don't have any provision for open carry. So when I go and I train that way, everybody's like, do you carry that way? Which I would think, you know, the short answer is yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I even wear my black and white camouflage pants when I'm out there, because I figure if they can't see my legs, they won't even know if I've got a gun. So, you know, but I mean, that's the way I do it. But I see a lot of guys showing up at classes with like a drop leg holster, which are cool. They're cool. But at the same time, it's not something that I can wear. So,
hey, if you need to get your inner Tomb Raider out and put in some work with that, then, I mean, exercise those demons. But unless you're carrying that way every day, go to the class with the purpose, you know, unless you're just having fun.
Well, the problem with drop leg rigs is nobody ever spent, you got to spend money on a drop leg rig, or else you're going to be running around one time and you're going to reach for that pistol and it's not going to be there.
True. Yes.
Coming up on the next break, you can find Tatiana at TatianaWhitlock.com. What's the name of the place? Howell's Guns? What is it?
Yep, Howell's Gun Shop is the Range Gun Director Training out of Maine, and agirlandagun.org is the program that I'm National Training Director for.
I know you got some stuff you want to talk about concerning a girl with a gun, so we'll talk about that when we get back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And, of course, you know, this is, I like to think it's sort of exclusive, but whatever it is, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, this is every shape, every size, every color, every gun you can think of. They have a gun stock for you. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are talking to Tatiana Whitlock, and we've talked a little bit about a little bit of stuff, and I've been leading the conversation because I've been in the Q&A mode, but I haven't heard anything about the girl with a gun. So please, if you would, let's talk. Tell me what's going on with that.
Sure. Well, this past year has been a monumental year for that organization. If you're not familiar with it, Girl with a Gun is the nation's largest and fastest-growing women's only shooting week that is solely rooted in education and promoting Second Amendment rights, as well as getting as many women and families to the range as possible. So this year has been incredible. We are launching at National Conference next week. I head to Texas for 7 solid days of teaching. We'll be certifying instructors and trainers in the new Girl in a Gun program, certified instructor and trainer program, which is officially launched this year with its own website. That is a huge program that took a year to develop and is finally going live. And we'll be meeting 450 women from all over the country. We've got ladies who fly in from Alaska, drive in from Florida. One of my members is driving there from Maine as we speak. And it's an incredible, incredible training program that brings people together from all over the place and gives them access to some of the top trainers in the industry from all spectrums of firearms arts, from, you know, bushcraft and survival skills to 3-gun to self-defense, concealed carry, you name it. We cover every facet with some really talented individuals, blessers and range time and empty hand defense. It is an amazing program. It's so amazing we're getting, you know, can we shadow or can we just come and watch from the husbands? But no, not very good. You can't come.
That's just awesome. Sad.
Well, you know, I mean, if we could, it'd be great, but we would have 900 people if we let the guys come too. And we're trying to keep it, you know, trying to keep it manageable. But there really isn't anything else quite like this. The closest event that comes, that mirrors it in any fashion is TACCON, which is the Rangemaster Tom and Liz Stevens program.
Right.
It's also phenomenal. And it's similar in scale, about 300 participants every year. next year is going to be a phenomenal year. I can't say too much. I'm bound to silence for a couple more months, but a lot of great programs and individuals and locations in the queue for that one as well. So lots of fun stuff for that.
You know, one of the things that I've always wondered about, and this is purely from the standpoint of my interaction with them, I can have a sponsor that is a gun builder like Nighthawk, or I can have a sponsor that is an equipment builder like AR-500 Armor, and I can do a fairly good job for them. But training is a niche product that, to me, seems to have never caught on in the same proportion. With all these new guns that are out there, I would think training would be jumping. Is it jumping with the ladies?
This is the part that makes me so excited, because I'm an education person. It's what makes me happiest. It's where I'm in my happy places, and I'm out there on the range with folks. While we capture the statistic of women being the fastest growing demographic in the firearms community, and this has been true for the past 5 years, it continues to escalate. The part that we're starting to see, of course, that statistic comes from what we can capture at a retail level, women buying and purchasing firearms. But we're seeing the numbers rise and climb in other ways as well. Women applying and going for their concealed carry permits, those numbers are taking off across the country. Some geographic regions stronger than others, but as a national trend, more and more women are getting their carry permits. And we're also seeing much more female participation in training classes. The stigmas are starting to go away, and they are starting to see instructors welcoming and creating a non-threatening and purely informational-based experience that is absolutely suitable for anybody who wants to show up and put in the work. More and more women are realizing that they can show up and they can put in the work, and that the firearm really takes away any of that your, his, and hers attitude about things. When it's just you, the firearm, and the target, and the command to shoot, really all that matters is what's in your head and what's in your hand and how you command the two together.
Right.
And that's just an incredible space to be in. But we're seeing, you know, I'm starting to see it's starting to turn into a 50-50 split of men and women in my classes. And in the programs that I'm participating in, I'm seeing a ton of women be really bold and show up and love it, even if they think they're out of their league, or even if they think the class is just a smidge beyond them. They still have the guts to show up, and they do a phenomenal job because they're willing to learn and they want it.
I've always wondered about that simply because, you know, you go out and you buy the AR-15, you buy the Glock, you buy the magazines, you buy the magazine carrier, the plate carrier, the chest rig, all this other stuff, and then you don't do anything with it.
You've got a lot of safe.
You don't go. I mean, why would you buy? And this, you know, some trainers do very well. Some trainers, I don't know how well they do. I know there's a rarefied air where there's it all comes down in a lot of cases to geography. Would that be a fair way to put it?
That's very true, and that's why I travel, because there's a demand in different places, and so I'll go where I'm invited. Because the instructor pool there is limited, or, you know, aged as far as the content and knowledge being distributed. If it's still 1960s knowledge, well, you know, that can be challenging. So bringing in fresh blood is real. But, you know, it's just like a firearm. It's a buyer beware situation. You know, you're going to put your expendable resources into and time into an investment of an experience that's going to cost you ammo as well as, of course, fee and a range fee. So you need to make sure you do your homework on that person and make sure more so than their credentials, that should be up to par, but that their attitudes and their perspective are in line with your personal goals and morals and ethics. And that's something that I don't think it's talked about enough. I mean, not everybody with a resume that, you know, looks like you'd be up there with General Patton may be in line with your personal goals and values. So, you know, you got to make sure that who you're going to train with is going to match your lifestyle and your needs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of the trainers that I have trained with or I would train with, I know. But for somebody who doesn't, I mean, is there like, are there reviews on trainers and everything? Do you have your own Yelp page where everybody's, well, I love Tatiana, I love the way she combs her hair and the way she wears it again. Do you have that going on?
Well, I don't have a lot of hair combs, so. no, I don't think we do have Yelp reviews, but you go to their Facebook page, you watch their YouTube videos, you can understand, listening to shows like this, you'll understand what their perspectives are and what's out there. You know, a quick question and answer to Some of the different gun forums will tell you a lot. And, you know, really, because thanks to YouTube and thanks to programs like this, we do have an opportunity to get out there and share who we are a little bit. And that does wonders. It absolutely does wonders, because you have an on-screen persona, and then you are who you are when you're at the range. And then, you know, if you're a mom with a fine arts degree and you love guns, then you come hang out with me. If you're looking to, you know, get schooled up to go overseas and be an awesome guy, then, yeah, I can get you so far with that. But then I'm going to recommend you to some of my mentors. So sometimes it's a matter of finding out who's got the answers to the questions that you're asking, more so than who's a celebrity, who's out there putting out, you know, who's an Instagram famous person. And you got to find out more about the individual and what they bring to the table and see if it matches what you're looking for.
I've got a video of Tatiana with three guys wearing a T-shirt, which I never published. And it's got a face on it. They're going, yeah, he's Instagram famous. And the laughter was raucous over that one. It was raucous. Oh, yeah. I never published that, but I've still got it. I ran across it the other day. And, I mean, you guys are just having too much fun.
We do have fun. Yeah. If you don't have, I mean, how can we not have fun? We get to hang out with great people, hey, like yourself.
Right.
And we get to shoot guns. Come on.
Before we run out of time, there's going to be a fashion show in Indianapolis at the NRA meetup. Tatiana's going to be strutting it on the catwalk, and I'm going to be out there filming it and stuff. And, you know, that's going to look creepy. We're going to have to figure something out on that one. Anyway, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill. It's always fun.
All right. We have hour number three inbound. I'm not sure exactly how this is going to work out. We're going to see. It may be a surprise for both of us. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.